undefeated. I didn't like think we were going to lose.
Oh. I thought you were saying you didn't want to put any money on it, but now you're saying you didn't trust the Badgers would pull it out. Okay.
You hear that, honey? We got some dollars on the pod.
Shut up and sit down.
Inside Wisconsin is brought to you by Bay Care Clinic, Cobblestone Creek, the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and Mill Home Supper Club.
What's up, Wisconsin? From the Inside Wisconsin studios, my name is Trevor Thomas, and delighted to have guest host today, a Wisconsin gem in her own right, Olivia Harlan Decker, with us here on Inside Wisconsin. What's up, Liv?
How are you? I think that's the best I've ever been described. Wisconsin gem. I like that.
Well, our thanks to John Anderson, who, by the way, is overseas right now covering the Olympics, and it's not for ESPN. It's actually on his own, speaking of living a dream.
I think he's doing Inside Wisconsin coverage, right?
Yeah, he is. That's so funny you say that. We literally talked about it before he left to go to Tokyo, and I'm like, John, track down all the Wisconsin Olympians and hold up your iPhone and do an interview or two. We would love to show those here on the show when he gets back. We'll see if that comes to fruition or not. But hey, thanks to you for doing this. I know that you and John are obviously cohorts there at ESPN, but what else have you got going on in your career? Amazing stuff.
Well, John Anderson is such a gem from our state. It's so cool that everything he's accomplished, and he's still such a Wisconsin guy. He's so proud of Wisconsin. When I first met him, actually wasn't in Bristol. I first met him at the Wisconsin Sports Awards. He was hosting, and he comes up to me, and Sam and I were there. We had just gotten married, too. It was like a month after our wedding, and there's like a blue carpet, and they have some media there, and we're doing a ton of interviews. As we come up, we get to our seats. We see all these big wigs in Wisconsin sport, Brewer players, Packer players, coaching staff. We're both such fans. We were kind of like, wow, this is so cool. And we're sitting next to Joe Thomas and his wife.
Joe Thomas is my number five.
And then John comes up to us and says, hey, and you know how he is. He's so laid back and he requires zero preparation, right?
Right.
Like he can just be so on. He's so smart off the top of his head. And he comes up to me and says, hey, I know you and Sam aren't really scheduled to speak or anything, but would you guys be willing to like do a little bit up here with me? And I'm like, on what? I love preparation. I like knowing what I'm doing. I want it written in my calendar. I don't like being put on the spot. And this is in front of a very impressive room, and it's streaming on ESPN3.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, what do you have in mind? And he said, how about you guys play like the couples game, the newlywed game, and then whoever wins will interview a Brewer player. And I'm like, okay, Sam never misses an inning. He's the biggest Brewer fan. So in my head, and you know, I had been getting ready all day. We drove down into Milwaukee. I didn't watch the game. And I guess they had a big game that day. So I win the newlywed game, which I was honestly trying not to, but you know, I think most wives win that game, to be honest, because they just kind of pay better attention.
Pretty hard not to.
So Sam loses, I win, and my prize was to interview this Brewer. And I was like, I don't know anything to ask him about today's game. And I was so put on the spot. Thanks, John Anderson. And Sam's looking at me like trying to telepathically tell me what to ask him. And our eyes, we probably looked crazy. And I just would like, you know, take a big sip of my drink and I try to power through it and, you know, just had some fun with it. But that's how I met John Anderson. And that's to awesome. This day, I don't trust being around him with a microphone. So I'm glad he's gone.
And I chose to do a show with him for the rest of eternity. That's
good luck. Good luck.
Hey, speaking of doing shows, you're doing your own thing too, right? You have your own podcast. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was at ESPN for 5 years and then Big Ten Network for 2. And I am now with BetMGM. I'm hosting an NFL pregame show for them this fall from Las Vegas. And that will be on Odyssey. And then I am hosting a podcast for them called Unleashed by BetMGM. And it's a sports and lifestyle podcast. So every week we bring in former athletes, current athletes. We had an Olympian on this week. It's a really cool show. And for the first time in my career, and I think you feel like this right now in this chapter of your career, I finally feel like I have some agency and some control. And when you're a sideline reporter, especially, you're just kind of boots on the ground. You're just a soldier taking orders, and it's great. And I have amazing memories, and it's a pretty sweet gig. Very stressful and a lot of work for some little fruit. I will say you're not a big part of the broadcast, but you're an important part of the broadcast. And now for the first time, I'm more in a hosting role, and I feel very, very fortunate to pivot at this point in my career after having, you know, such luck, such working for great people, working with great people, learned so much. I don't think my days sideline reporting are over per se, but this year I will be all with BetMGM, and I'm really excited about that.
I love that you said sports and lifestyle, because that's exactly what Inside Wisconsin is all about. The people, the stories, and the patriotism of America's dairyland. And we're super pumped that you know a guy who happens to fit that bill perfectly for Inside Wisconsin. Yeah, pretty well, actually. Real well.
Yeah.
Let's talk to him. Wisconsin basketball, what do you want to call him? Legend? You come up with the name. You introduce Sam Decker here on Inside Wisconsin.
Let's bring in an amazing dad to our Husky Riggins, an incredible husband, brother, son, friend, Wisconsin basketball legend in the making, Sam Decker.
There you go.
Shut up and sit down.
And so here he is, the man of the hour, joining us here on Inside Wisconsin. Wisconsin basketball legend, both in high school, we'll go there, as well as college, and obviously he's a pro, Sam Decker. Thanks for joining us here on Inside Wisconsin.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good to be on here and talk some Wisconsin sports. This is a good chance for all of us. I think we are a unique state that can share in so many stories about sports and their favorite athletes. So to have a platform like this is pretty cool. So I appreciate it.
Let's kick it off by just talking about what Inside Wisconsin is. Olivia's a gem of a guest host today, and might I say far better looking than John Anderson. I will mention that to him when he gets back. It's the second he's back. Inside Wisconsin is all about the people, the stories, and the patriotism of America's dairyland. Sam, you're one of us, right? And you grew up here. You played here. You went on to do it professionally. I know that you spend a lot of time here along with Olivia. What does Wisconsin mean to you as a whole? Let's just start there.
Yeah, I love that word, patriotism, because
I didn't know that was a word.
No, it's a great word. I like that. Great. No, it's one of those things that's just, like I said earlier, it's a unique state. We kind of share in all our successes and our failures and our struggles. I feel like we all share it together, and not too many places can say that, I think. And to be a small market but still have, you know, the Bucks, the Packers, the Badgers, the Brewers, all these successful teams, it really binds the state together. And then on top of being some of the nicest people in the world, it's hard not to be one of us. So it's such a unique place, such a good blend. And the sports culture, I think, is second to none in the way that the state, you know, carries us through and has our backs through, not just when we're in the state, but throughout our lives. Like I said, it's second to none, and I'll forever cherish, you know, being a fan, but also being an athlete from, and, you know, those two going hand in hand, I think, is a unique experience that I have.
And Sam, I know it especially means so much to you every time we spend summers in Sheboygan, you get back, and anytime a kid asks for a picture with you, a grown man asks for a picture with you or an autograph, I know it just means different than when, you know, you're in another state with an NBA team, with a team overseas. And I know that means so much more to you because these are the people that got you where you are. Like, what does that feel like even? Because no one's coming up to me asking for an autograph, so I always usually take the picture. So what does that feel like when we're in Sheboygan, especially, where it's so special?
No, it's cool because to know that people in places are proud of you feels really good. And I also know at some point the ball is going to stop bouncing. And to have people, you know, even on your worst day, come up to you and say how much you and your teammates meant to them and how they, you know, grew up watching us or went through long, cold winter nights watching our teams, and or they remind me about something, a game I had, whether I was a pro or in high school. It's super cool to see people reflecting on something I was able to do. And you know, sometimes you take it for granted, but now as I'm getting older, I'm realizing how much, you know, how cool that is. And I also, you know, to go on top of that, I can take a picture, say I'm in Texas or something, and I take a picture with someone, when they mention like, oh, I'm from, I don't know, Stoughton, or hey, I'm from Green Bay, or I'm from La Crosse, da da da, then you're like, oh my gosh, and you, you know, start talking and about that, and just, I don't know, finding somebody from, you know, Wisconsin, from your home state, in a different place is really fun, and it's really cool, and you know, it's a weird little fraternity that we have. We kind of nod our cap to each other, you know, like, oh, you're from that part of the state, like, we all, you know, there's no beef, there's no rivalry, we just are one, and that's a pretty cool thing that we have.
Trevor, I will tell you, we've been in Paris, we have been in Florida, we have been, I want to say in Russia, it happened a couple times. Sam is recognized all over the world as a Badger, which I think is pretty cool, because I don't know if this is true of all college players on great college teams, that they are forever identified with that team. I think it's something kind of unique about their run at Wisconsin. But, you know, never, no one's ever like, oh, weren't you that Clipper? Weren't you that Rocket? You know, no one says that. It's, oh, you were on those Badger teams with Frank Kaminsky. That's what they always say. So just kind of as your wife, as your, you know, sidekick throughout all this, it's pretty cool to watch that, because I know it means almost more to you to be identified as a Badger.
Yeah, those, that Paris story, we were actually at a bar in Paris on the night before New Year's. It was like December 30th, a couple of years ago. We were in Paris, and we're sitting at a bar. We were trying to figure out a place to go, and we found this nice little hotel with this cozy little bar. And I don't know, we're just having a drink, and this guy tapped us on the shoulder and was like, are you Sam? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, just want to let you know, I went to Arizona the same years that you went to Wisconsin, and like, I should hate you, but you seem like a good guy. We talked for a good 20, 30 minutes, and he actually tweeted at me that night. He was like, I hated you for so long, and now you're one of my favorite players. Thanks for being a normal dude. And just like funny experiences like that are ones that you can cherish.
I love that we reference tiny bars. Like, that's a thing that we only appreciate, right? Towny bar. Let's go find a towny bar. And that's – so let's go there real quick, back to kind of where you two began.
Yeah.
That was your first date, which is so Wisconsin. And there's more of those stories that we're going to talk about today. But how did you guys meet real quick, and how did this all come about? And I know that there is a dive bar as a part of this story.
Yeah, it's only appropriate that there is. It's actually kind of a simple story. And we were just talking about this the other day. We feel like we missed the dating app trend by like a matter of months. We were both recently single, and a mutual friend said, you guys would be perfect. You have so much in common. You have really nice families, and you love the Packers. And I said, you know, Anna is the friend. She ended up being a bridesmaid in our wedding. I said, you just described the whole state of Wisconsin. Everyone's got a nice family and loves the Packers. That does not narrow it down in our pool. But I just thought that was pretty cool. And I was coming through Houston. He was with the Rockets. And we are going to meet. We are going to go on a date. And after some talking and FaceTiming, and I said, okay, fine, I'll meet this guy. And very nervous that he would be a jerk, an athlete stereotype, all the bad things about it. And everyone just kept saying, oh, my, Sam Decker is like the nicest guy in the world. You've got to give this a chance. Under strict instructions from my dad to never date an athlete, I went against everything he ever told me. And our first date was watching a Packer game. Sam, I believe it was week one, because it was week two college football.
I actually have a, look at this. I actually have a painting our friend made of our spot of our first date. This is Nick's Pub.
Yeah,
this is
in Nick's Houston.
Pub in Houston. It is burnt down since, but which is very sad. But the place at Nick's, they had a thing called the Cheddar Heads of Houston, and the Cheddar Heads being the cheese heads that Packer fans wear. And they had it was like a legit establishment.
Packer bar.
Like, yes, like
amazing.
They plastered the walls with Green Bay stuff, like Santana Dotson. Like, it was just like old names that you love, and like signed stuff.
They
and
played like, Jump Around. They played Sweet Caroline.
They played everything. Like, and they had a buffet, a brat buffet on an honor system. So you just like put in a couple bucks in a jar, and they're like, we're not going to, it was like the most like up northy thing ever. Yeah. And so I was like, well, me and my buddy Max, like, we go to this place to watch the Packer games. We play the Vikings. You want to come with? She's like, yeah, that'd be great. So we go. She's like, and when we get in, she's like, what is this place? And then, you know, that whole year, We went to every Sunday that we were in Houston. We went to Knicks to watch the game with the Cheddarheads, and it was those are some great memories in a great place that I think they've relocated it within Houston. Yeah. We have to go visit them again. Cheddarheads, shout out to you if any of you guys are listening.
Yeah.
So this place got rebuilt, though, as you're saying?
I believe it did get rebuilt under a different name, but same ownership. And I think the Cheddarheads, I think they might go back. But when the thing that hurt me the most is, what do you think all the memorabilia? What happened to it? Like, there was some old stuff in there, some Super Bowl stuff, some, you know, that's the stuff that costed the money in there. So
we should do a follow-up.
I know.
Sam, you talked a little bit there about being a fan of Wisconsin sports. The Bucks just won the championship. The Brewers are doing unbelievable. The Packers, by the way, thanks for however many Sheboygan hard rolls and brats you had to give your boy Aaron to come on back, because he's back. What does it mean to you knowing that you were one of the people that we're all fans of, right? And still are. But here you are now, Brewers hat, and you celebrated the Bucks championship as if you never played basketball in your life. Talk about what it means to you as a professional athlete watching your favorite teams do well.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing I struggle with, but also I think makes me kind of unique, is I never let go of that fandom for the teams that I grew up loving. Like, I don't miss a Brewers game. Olivia hates it, but I don't miss a Brewers game.
And long season.
She can gripe all she wants, but they're my team. I love watching them. I can have them on in the background, and I can follow everything they do, and that's just who I am. And same thing with the Badgers, Badger football. Like, I don't want to miss a snap. I love those guys. I went to school there, but like, I step outside of that mindset. You know, I can flip in and out of it. You know, when I watch a Bucks game, I kind of still am in basketball mode, just because it is basketball. That's tougher for me. I grew up a Bucks fan, but it's harder to watch as a fan, just because, you know, being in and out of those circles and playing against the Bucks before. And I was cheering for them, you know, during the finals for sure. And me and Liv went to an Eastern Conference Finals game. So, and just seeing the excitement, you know, within the state just for them, it was incredible. So I was trying my best to get into the fan hat, but that's a little harder for me. But with like Packers, I like live tweet games because I'm an idiot and I just love them so much, and I say stuff I shouldn't, and they're like, Sam, you're an athlete, you got to relax. And I'm like, I understand that, but I also don't think I am when I watch the Packers, because I've never been in football pads. I've never thrown a football on a field before. So I, you know, think just like everyone else when I watch them. They're my favorite team. They're my favorite franchise. So I sometimes have to be better about it and remember that I am an athlete, and I know what it's like to be tweeted at, and I know what it's like to be ridiculed and stuff. So so I try to give everyone a benefit of the doubt, but I do love my Wisconsin sports, and I always want to see them doing well, and I don't think that'll ever change.
Well, Sam, going back to the draft then, you leave Wisconsin to play out of state for the first time. I mean, that's a big deal. And at any point, did you think maybe the Bucks? I don't even know where the Bucks fell on that night's draft.
So draft night was probably one of the most stressful nights of my life, because we had kind of an inkling, like Sam could go anywhere from, you know, like 8 to 14 to 15. You never know. Like, so we called the Bucks a couple times, like, hey, Sam, do you want Sam to come in for a workout? Da, da, da. And the Bucks were kind of like, hey, just the intel that we're getting, we don't think Sam's going to fall to us. So no worries. Like, you know, if he's there, there's a good chance we do take him, but you know, I don't even think he has to come in. So, okay, fair. So I worked out for like 8-9 teams, all went really well. And a couple guys got drafted earlier than expected in the top 5, top 6. So kind of pushed everyone back. And I remember getting to 14, and I believe that was either Cam Payne or Devin Booker, 13, 14, around there, rounding out the lottery. And I remember the Bucks were at like 15 or 16. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is going to happen. Bucks are going to take me. I'm falling. Like, I don't know what's going on. My head's spinning. I'm like, oh, well, this would be a good thing to fall back on. The Bucks taking me, whatever. And we get to the Bucks, and they announced that they took Rashad Vaughn. And I was like, oh, man, like, you know, much respect to Rashad. You know, he's had a great career overseas now. First round pick, earned it. But I was like, oh man, like I did not expect that. Didn't see that ever on anything with the mocks. So that kind of like stabbed me in the heart a little bit. I was like, man, yeah. I thought I would have been like a good buck there. And then Terry Rozier goes 16, Kelly Oubre goes 17, and the Rockets take me at 18. And I loved being a Rocket. It was great for me. My 2 years there, it all ended up working out fantastically. But just kind of a funny story to those who on Twitter always say, Sam never wanted to be a Buck anyway. I don't know why people keep saying that. They say my dad said that. My dad would never say that.
Oh my gosh, no.
I think he was saying, they asked him about something. He's like, yeah, if he is a Buck, that's great. But it's also great for him to get out and see the world. So wherever he goes, we'll be happy for him. And then they took that as, you know, Todd Decker hates the Bucks, and that's not true. And if I were a Buck, that would have been awesome. So you have no control on draft night of what happens. And I just thought that would be an interesting. That was the first time I've told that story, so I'm glad I could get that one off my chest.
It's funny knowing your dad, too. He's like the most innocuous, kind-hearted man in the world and a huge Bucks fan. Like the fact that that story gained traction, that Sam Decker's dad said he doesn't want to be a Buck, is asinine.
And then I've sometimes will respond to people on Twitter like, no, that's not true. And they're like, yes, it is. I know it is. And I'm like, you don't know my dad. Like, he loves the Bucks. He would never not want me to play for an NBA team. And I've asked him about it. He was like, what father would say they don't want their son to play for an NBA team? So that's a very ridiculous claim.
Especially here at home, right? And there was a scenario during your NBA career, which we're going to talk about because I know you've been having a couple workouts here. We want to hear how that's going. But there was a close call there where I believe it was the Clippers, Wizards, Bucks kind of did this thing. And Twitter said that you were a Buck for just a second. And we all went,
Can I take this one, actually? Can I answer this one?
Sure. Yeah, please do.
Okay. So I'm in Sheboygan, and I was coming through for an appointment to remodel our bathroom at our place in Sheboygan, right? It was the most like mundane day. And I'm with my mother-in-law, Sam's mom, and we're in the Kohler bathroom store in Kohler, Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And my phone rings and it's Sam. And he said, I've been traded. And just the deflatedness in his voice. And we're just like, oh no. Like we were so happy in Cleveland. Sam was starting. We made friends. We loved being back in the Midwest. Like we thought Cleveland was a good spot. And we're just like, oh, come on. And we say, where? I remember I like pretty much fell to my knees and his mom's looking at me like she saw a ghost. And I'm mouthing to her, Sam was traded. And she's just like, no, you know, not two women care more for this man than us two right there in the Kohler bathroom store. And we're not sure what to do. And he said, don't say anything to anyone. And he's told me that a couple times throughout his career, and I'm not that good at that. He says, don't say anything to anyone, but it might be the Bucks. And I look at his mom, I go, it's Milwaukee. And she's like, oh my God. So we put down, you know, whatever knobs we are looking at. We get in the car, we drive to his parents' house where his dad's there getting the news on Twitter. We turn on the TV. It's already made the nightly news because this news broke around like 4:45, 5. I know how this stuff works. I knew it was going to air. And it's like Sam Decker homecoming, coming to the Bucks, blah, blah. Sam calls me. We're truly popping champagne, Trevor. His siblings come over. It was so much fun. We are celebrating. He calls me and he says, it's not Milwaukee. I said, what do you mean? He said, they don't need me. I think there's a third team. My agent's saying there might be a third team. And I'm looking around. It's like everyone's celebrating. It's on TV. I was like, "Ooh, this is gonna be awkward." I was like, "You sure?" Yeah. And he said, "Yeah, I have no idea where." He calls back in a minute. I tell the family, "Okay, let's slow down on the celebrating a little bit." And he said, "It's Washington." And we're all like, "All right, yeah, cool, Washington. We're in. Cool, Wizards. Love the colors. Cool." And it was the weirdest like hour. All this took place in an hour. But Sam, that's my take on it because we're getting this live and I feel like that story always kind of makes people laugh that I happen to be in Wisconsin with your family that's watching wild. The local news.
You're not wrong. That was basically how it went. I knew I was being traded and then they said, well, initially sending you to Milwaukee, but that won't be finalized. So I knew I wasn't going to be on the roster there. It ended up being like a three team originally and then plus one. It was like almost like a four team trade, swapping people for needs. And So yeah, then I just got rerouted to Washington. So then I knew like right away, my agent was like, no, it's not going to be Milwaukee. Like their roster's full. Like that's, they were just clearing space. So like he knew I was going to land somewhere and he was trying to make the right calls to figure out exactly what trade happened.
There is such a human element to this business. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that. You're very much, to use your word, a commodity. The player immediately jets off to the new city. It's the wife or the girlfriend or whoever it is at home who's packing up that house. I remember this trade happened December 7th. So I had all our Christmas decorations up in our house in Cleveland. I'll tell you, there's nothing more depressing than taking down Christmas decorations on like December 9th. I was like, oh, this man. Sucks. Like, pack up the car. I drove to Washington. So, and again, we got it easy. We always rent. We try to stay light on our feet. We never like buy a house in one of these cities. But I feel really sorry for the people with kids doing this. That is a tough gig.
Yeah, it's a tough business. I think we've all seen and heard stories of when that happens. And you're right. I mean, Sam, for you to describe it like a gut punch or a slice to the heart on draft night that the Bucks didn't take you. And then there's this news that maybe you're going to come home and maybe you're not. But, well, hey, we'll keep it lighter when we come back with Badger great and a hell of a professional basketball player too, Sam Decker, and special guest host today, Olivia Harlan Decker. We are Inside Wisconsin.
Helpful critiques, ideas, great stories, people we should know, the great bar in your town, the fish fry you want to know, the fish boil, anything that you want to reach out to us with, we are happy, we are here, you can be the inputters, we're here to listen.
Shut up and sit down.
We are back inside Wisconsin. It is top five list time. I gave Olivia a little bit of a heads up. She'll tell a story about growing up here in Door County. I mean, you are a Wisconsin kid, even though Kansas is home, right? When you guys were down there, your dad's with Kansas City and so on. I'm curious, what are your top five Wisconsin fan sports moments?
Okay, I try to make these not all Packers, but I will just say, even when we would be in Kansas City in the fall, we would fly up for most home games. And to this day, I rarely miss a home Packer game. We're diehard fans, but the coolest Packer game I've been at had to have been the 2011 Super Bowl 31-25 victory over the Steelers. It was in Dallas. It was the first Super Bowl played in Jerry World. It was just brand new in the talk of the NFL. And we watched it. My grandfather had just retired. So the tough part was that if the Packers were to win, it wouldn't be him receiving the trophy, although he did get to do that in the 96 season, of course. But he got to be still very much involved and was on the field. But our family was so invested. He had very much put this team together. So, you know, to all of us, it was still his Super Bowl victory.
That's cool.
And we're in the suite and I'm sitting next to Bart Starr. In fact, my sister dropped an earring and Mark Murphy's mom was the only one who had an angle to get it. So we were in really good company. And it was one of the best moments, like as in my family's life, is celebrating that win together. And then also in a sports fan life. That's really got to cool. be my top. My second, is 2018 Packers versus San Francisco. Packers win by 3. The reason this game matters to me is I was the sideline reporter for the national radio broadcast for Westwood One with my dad. It was the first father-daughter duo to ever call an NFL game. And of course, it took place at Lambeau Field, which is like our cathedral. And they win by 3 on a Mason Crosby field goal. And here I am trying to be incredibly unbiased. And whoever wins, I get the post-game interview. And it was either going to be probably a star player for the 49ers. C.J. Beathard was quarterbacking that game. I'm not sure if it would have been him. Or I thought maybe Mason Crosby. But I'm standing on the sideline just really, really thinking, this is such a storybook moment. The only thing to make this better is if the Packers win and I can talk to someone. And after the game, I got to interview Devontae Adams and it was incredible. That's my second. Cool. And then three. I've got to say 2015 Badgers take down undefeated Kentucky to go on to play in the national championship. This was before I knew Sam, but I was a Badger fan. And that was such a national story that anyone was following that. So I've got to include that in top Wisconsin moments.
It was unbelievable. I was in Vegas. I'll talk more about that. But that was if there was a spot that you want to be as a Wisconsin fan when that game went down the way it did, It's Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to tell me more about that. And then another one that I had was 2018. It was week one, Badgers versus Western Kentucky. It's that, you know, Friday night game where you play a non-Power 5 team. And I was doing the game for ESPN. It was right after Sam and I got married. It was my first game with my last name, Decker. And that was before I was doing Olivia Harlan Decker, which I can talk more about that later, too. That was just kind of a concession. I just was tired of explaining what, so I kept three names. But it was my first game as Olivia Decker on ESPN, the Friday night game, standalone game, huge game. And Sam was able to go with me. He was with the Cavaliers at the time. And he didn't have to report to Cleveland quite yet, so he was able to go to this game with me. It could have been at BYU, and he would have gone with me, but it happened to be in Madison. So it was so special when I got that assignment list, and I was like, oh, my God. Again, a lot had to converge for this situation to happen. And they wanted to intro Sam on the field before, and he gave a big wave to Camp Randall crowd, and it was just a moment I'll never forget. And then, of course, my ESPN crew was saying, let's really milk this. Let's have some fun with it. And it was a blowout game, as you can imagine. So, yeah, that was a really special night. And then for my fifth and final, yeah, I've got to say Brett Favre's Packer Hall of Fame induction. I don't know if it's not a game, but that was really, really special to me and my family and my grandparents, because to actually execute this happening with the timing of his Pro Football Hall of Fame induction, which it was a lot of back and forth, a lot of rigmarole. My grandpa had to call him himself at his house in Mississippi and track him down. He was outside on his tractor, and Deanna had to call him in. And the only person he'd really talked to get this to happen was my grandfather. So again, he was retired at this point, but it was still, they had such a good relationship, and we were all really proud, and being there in person was very cool.
That is really cool. Actually, John and I have done a top five list earlier on some other episode, and it was our top five Lambeau moments that were like non-game related.
Oh.
That was my number one moment. I cried like a baby. So I wasn't in the actual Hall of Fame ceremony, but I was one of the 72,000 that filled the bowl to welcome him back. Oh, that moment when he walked out. The crowd wouldn't stop. Lance Allen had no idea what to do from TMJ4. He was like, I think they missed you, man. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough interview. That's a tough spot for Lance. I love Lance.
Yeah, it was super fun to watch.
The induction was in the atrium, which was just so special. And that was a moment that was more recent than when my grandpa was at the helm. And it was very cool as an adult. And at this point, you know, I was in the industry. It was really cool to watch that happen.
That is cool. I'm also curious on Sam's top moment. Let's ask him as we jump back in here in Inside Wisconsin.
Shut up and sit down.
We are back inside Wisconsin. Trevor Thomas, guest host today, Olivia Harlan Decker, and our guest, Sam Decker. All right, Sam. So Olivia and I just talked about our favorite moments as a Wisconsin sports fan. And I know that you lived a lot of our favorite moments as a Wisconsin sports fan, but as a fan yourself, what are some of those moments that you remember growing up here where you're like, that was awesome, I will never forget this moment?
Well, my number one, if I could have a couple here, my number one is one that I don't even remember, but I've watched it so much that it is like second nature to me. That would be Super Bowl 31. I believe that was the 96-97 season, or is it 95-96?
It was. You're right.
96-97 season.
I think so.
So you were
Green
2 years
Packers
old.
Defeated the New England Patriots in New Orleans. And when I was in like kindergarten, my mom said, I remember doing this. Every day, my mom's like, what do you want to watch? Like, Arnie, you know, so whatever. Do you want that? Whatever. And I always would say the Packers. So she would had the tape of the recording of Super Bowl 31, so she put it in, and I would just sit there and consume it, and then I had a football, and I would reenact what was going on. So I would watch his daily, and every time they score, I'd run in the kitchen, Mom, Brett Favre just scored, we're winning. I'd go back, hey, Mom, Andre Rison just scored, we're winning. Desmond Howard so I could watch that game right now and know exactly what play is going to happen because I watch it so many times, so that one means a lot to me because of great memories about that. And then I think another one that was big to me, and this was when the Brewers were really bad, but this was the opening season at Miller Park. I went to a game with my family, and it was one of the first games of the year in Miller Park, and we were able to go, and we were just in awe at the stadium, and I think I was 7, and saw Richie Sexton hit a home run, and just like the energy of just being around a new stadium, I think that's what made me fall in love with the Brewers. And Miller Park, now American Family Field, just now holds such a special place, not just for me, but for the state as a whole. And I think that really helped Milwaukee get through some really bad years on the field and off the field. The support for sports wasn't there quite as much. And, you know, being able to get people in the stadium every night, whether rain or shine, and having that roof has really, I think, been a part of the turnaround for the Brewers, and now a very successful team in the division and a team that is respected across the MLB now. So those are a couple of memories from my childhood that I'll always remember. And I just have so many because, you know, watching so many sports growing up, watching Ron Dane and Ray Allen and Gary Payton and Big Dog, like those are the memories I remember when I'm as a fan. So to keep it short, I'll just use those two as small memories to me, but they mean a lot and they'll always be big in my heart.
I love that. It took 11 episodes of Inside Wisconsin to get Richie Sexton and the Big Dog name dropped by somebody. And here it is, Sam Decker. I love that. So I love that because you grew up here. I mean, those are the memories that we have. Mm-hmm. And I clearly have memories of being a fan and watching you play in the Final mm-hmm. Four against Kentucky. And I was in Las Vegas when the Badgers beat Kentucky in the Final Four to go to the championship. It was unbelievable. I was there for a buddy's bachelor party. I'll name drop for a second a Packer quarterback, Brian Brohm. Remember him?
Yeah.
Good friend of mine. I was out there for his bachelor party. Cool. And I had this very shirt on, and I hit Vegas hard that night.
There you go.
Little tight right now, Olivia. Not gonna lie. But,
that's a great story.
In Las Vegas, Final Four. I'll never be able to do Vegas like that again. Anyway.
Did you have money on the game? Were you benefiting from their win?
I did not. Didn't. They were undefeated. I didn't think we were going to lose.
No. I thought you were saying you didn't want to put any money on it, but now you're saying you didn't trust the Badgers would pull it out. Okay.
Did you hear that, honey? We got some dollars on the pod.
I heard it.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about Door County. From Las Vegas to Door County, right?
Same thing,
Yeah, real close second anyway. My family and I have a permanent campsite up there. We love Door County. I know that you guys got married there. Olivia, I know that it's kind of a neat story how I know that you guys have a place up there, your family. A friend of mine here in Green Bay owns a recording studio, and he was working with your dad to see if he couldn't supply an opportunity for him to do the NBA games while he was here in Wisconsin. Talk to me about the destination spots in Wisconsin that you guys have enjoyed over the years. And tell me about the wedding in Door County. That must have been incredible.
I love talking about Door County, but we kind of joke it's like a hidden gem. In the Midwest, not so much, but people like I went to school at University of Georgia. So when we got married up there, all my friends from the South, they had never heard of Door County, never would choose to vacation there. They all were blown away. As you know, it's so beautiful. I always think it looks kind of East Coast in a way. It's what do they call it? The Hamptons of the Midwest or something like that. And it feels like it because it's so coastal. You know, when you look out at the lake, I think people assume any of the Great Lakes look like an inland lake, which, you know, they are, but they look like oceans.
Yeah.
And they're just so gorgeous. And the bluffs in Door County, it's such a dramatic landscape. And then the weather in the summer is beyond. It's so perfect. It's exactly where you want to spend your summer. I've spent every summer of my life there. We grew up going to Door County. My dad, you know, is from Green Bay and married my mom here in Kansas City. They lived in Kansas City, but these summers in Kansas City are brutal. And they always said, when we have kids, let's go north somewhere. And they kind of started going to Door County, ultimately bought a house when we were kids up there. And I was just talking with my siblings the other day. I was like, how lucky were we? That was the most idyllic place to grow up as kids. I mean, very much leave your front door open, play in the driveway with the neighborhood kids. When it got dark, you went home for dinner, you know, barefoot all summer, dirty all summer, just going to the drive-in, going to the ice cream parlor, like couldn't be more kind of middle America, pure goodness. And I'm so grateful for that. Even as if we got older, we'd kind of fight my parents on it because we wanted to be in Kansas City with our friends here. It was so special to have that escape for 3 months a year and be able to have a whole nother life, a whole nother group of friends. And still to this day, I think we all almost feel like that's more home. Even still, when I go up there or something, people say, oh, you guys had your wedding. it meant a lot to the county too, because it got a lot of pub. We were fundraising with Children's Cancer Family Foundation around it. So it made a lot of media and it was just really good. We try to use all local vendors to, you know, just continue pumping money into the area. And it was incredible. I think it was good for Door County. It was certainly good for us.
All right. So let's talk about the idea of getting married in Door County between Sam Decker and Olivia Harlan. I mean, you guys met in Houston somehow, which is pretty Wisconsin, right? Like two Wisconsin people connecting in Houston, but that about as Wisconsin as it gets. I mean, Sam, you married the granddaughter of the guy that saved the Green Bay Packers. And clearly she's a brand in and of herself today. Yeah. Kevin Harlan's daughter. Like that's pretty Wisconsin, man.
It is. You know, it's funny. I didn't even really put two and two together until like we had already been talking. It's just like I just knew her as Olivia, the girl I'm talking to, and that works.
Oh wow, what a title.
Yeah, no,
like, any girl can be so lucky.
No, you know, like I just when I talked to her, I thought of her as Olivia, and Olivia does her own thing. She has her job. She, you know, is a silent reporter. She's very successful in her own, and like, and then a little while later, I don't know why, but I was like, oh yeah, that is her. And then like, I think I asked her about it or something. She's like, yeah, that's my, you know, they call her Papa Boy. That's my Papa Boy. I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I really didn't at first put two and two together. And then as we started dating and then when we got engaged, then that's what everyone like on the whatever, when we got engaged online, we're like, oh my gosh, like Harlan Decker in Wisconsin. You know, how cool is that? How unique is that? And I don't know. I feel like, you know, within our day to day, me and Liv don't think about that. But when you kind of step away from it, you're like, oh, like that is kind of funny and kind of cool.
Within 8 months of our first date at Nick's Dive Bar, we were engaged. So we had a very quick courtship. We were like, people care about this. And in the best way, people care so much about Sam. People care so much about the Packers and my grandfather's role with that. So I think it was very flattering, but I don't think it clicked for us that this was going to be a thing until we got engaged.
The Royal Wisconsin couple. That's great. Yeah.
I think we're doing better than Harry and Meghan, though. Way less controversy.
Yeah, you're doing good. Keep your head above water. All right, we'll wrap it up with Sam Decker. My thanks to guest host Olivia Harlan Decker as well. We are Inside Wisconsin.
Helpful critiques, ideas, great stories, people we should know, the great bar in your town, the fish fry you want to know, the fish boil, anything that you want to reach out to us with, we are happy, we are here, you can be the inputters, we're here to listen.
Shut up and sit down.
All right, we are back, lightning round edition with Sam Decker and guest host Olivia Harlan Decker. You're making some rounds again. I caught wind through my co-host over there that you've been doing some workouts in the NBA. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. I mean, the past 2 years playing in Russia and Turkey, it's exciting. We're really optimistic where we're at. You know, this past year and a half has been great for us in getting some traction. So. Yeah, we're really optimistic on where we stand right now, and hopefully I'll be in a uniform soon.
Sam's being very humble. He had an incredible season in Turkey. I was able to go watch him as much as I could. And think about his 2 years overseas were both impacted by COVID. I think that makes it all the more impressive. You know, being basically locked up alone in an apartment, no restaurants, no place to go, and then he still had the season that he had this past year. And he's being very humble. He has tons of interest from ton of NBA teams, and I'm incredibly proud of him because it's really, really hard to scratch and claw your way back in the league, and he's doing it.
Let's go. That'd be great. You're not going to tip us off, are you?
No. Can't do that.
I always tell people that we do not exist to break any news. All we want to do is talk about Inside Wisconsin stuff.
No,
we're not going to hold you back from breaking news.
No, we don't even have anything. I said, well, right now we're just optimistic. Like, you know, nothing becomes official for another week here. So, but I, you know, you never know. Like, you know, say you're, I don't want to get intel from something and then, you know, make it harder on whatever. So I'm just doing what I can and staying quiet. And hopefully something falls into place here.
Shut up and sit down.
All right, Sam, where you left this conversation was hopefully something falls into place. Buddy, something fell into place. Tell us the story.
Yeah, no, we were able to finalize and complete a deal with the Toronto Raptors, which is super exciting. You know, very honored, very grateful. I think that's the feeling that I have the most. It's just I'm grateful. Just the route I've taken and the roller coaster to get back to the league where I feel like I belonged just makes you really appreciate that journey. So, you know, we were trying to – last time we talked, we were just hoping we'd hear something good. And then free agency started and, you know, 2 days later we were able to complete a deal. So – really appreciative to the staff and the front office in Toronto. They've been watching me all year from what they told us and, you know, got a chance to work out for them. And it's, like I said, like it fell into place. So it's such a blessing and couldn't be more excited.
How many different teams, Sam, did you work out with knowing that you indeed were trying to get back in the league after two really, really good years overseas?
Yeah, I actually only worked out with Toronto and Boston. We had about four or five other teams set up. We were never able to get in front of every team we wanted to, but those, you know, there was about six, seven, eight teams throughout the entire season that had been responding positively to, you know, film and video breakdowns and game tapes. You know, so you kind of hear that over the course of the year, and that kind of gives you a boost. And Toronto was one of those teams that I had been told was watching me a little bit. So, you know, it's all part of the story, part of the journey, and it was really cool to see that all come into place. And free agency is very nerve-wracking. I've been through a bunch of them, and I've been through free agency where my phone doesn't ring at all. And, you know, August 2nd, to get, you know, a couple phone calls that day, and just be like, hey, we're working on this. It was the first time I actually felt very excited during free agency. That was pretty cool.
That is cool. I hear Canada and Wisconsin have a lot in common, right?
I heard. Nice people and love their sports. It's so unique, though, just in talking with some of the Raptors guys and some of the people that, you know, work within the team, the pride that Toronto, but the entire country has for the team, especially like a couple years ago when they won it all. You got to think it's, you know, the only city in an entire nation that has a team. So even if you're not a big basketball fan, if you're in, you know, Winnipeg or Ottawa or in, you know, are mostly a hockey fan or Calgary, you can still feel like, oh, this is our team, you know, for this spring, this summer, you know, as they're doing this playoff run. And I heard it was just incredible, the support they got from the entire country. So I'm really excited to be a part of that. Every time I had an away game in Toronto, the stadium's packed, the fans are crazy. So I'm really excited to be in a Raptors uniform and experience that, you know, as one of the good guys.
Back in number eight, who had 7 and 15?
Well, seven is Kyle Lowry, who is the greatest Raptor of all time. So that's one of those, I'm not going to touch that type of things. You know, 15, I wore 15 in college and I also wore 15 in Cleveland. That was never one of my numbers growing up. My brother wore that. So it was available at Wisconsin. So I wore it. 7 and 1 are my favorite numbers. Put those together, you get 8. I like a single digit. I wore 8 in Washington. So, it's a number I've worn before, so I'm comfortable in it. And I think it looks nice.
So how's Liv doing with this? I mean, it's a little bit closer than Turkey, per se.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it. We haven't gotten the whole, you know, gist on how getting in and out of the country is right now. We're so excited. We're so pumped. I think initially when she goes, it'll be like a 10-hour drive if she needs to bring some stuff, bring the dog and whatnot. So it's a little easier than a 11-hour flight to Istanbul and a 2-hour flight to Ankara. It's if she had to fly, she can get there in 90 minutes. So we are grateful. We are so excited to just be within the continental, North America again and, set up some roots there.
All right, one last piece here. I love that you put on Twitter, the journey is the reward.
Mm-hmm.
What's your message, Sam, to people watching this that are like, damn, I just can't get over the hump? I mean, you've had a hell of a roller coaster ride, like you just said. How do you put it all into words?
Yeah, actually, my father-in-law said the journey is the reward in his wedding speech at me and Olivia's wedding, and he has been saying that to Olivia and Haley, Abigail, and Robert, their kids forever. And it's so true, and that resonates with me as well because there's so many times journeys can be up, down, peaks, valleys, throwing you for a loop, and you always wonder, like, why me or why am I going through this struggle? Why am I, being tested like this instead of looking at it the other way, saying, think about how much stronger I'll be after this test, or think about the lessons I'll learn from screwing up doing this, or the scars I'll get from, putting in the extra effort through this, that'll make me a little tougher, a little more calloused. I think in life, it's important to get kicked in the teeth sometimes. You got to be able to be uncomfortable and still live your life the way that you want to. And I think I needed to learn that. I got a little too comfortable, I think, in past years. And going overseas, going through the trades, going through injuries, has really kicked me in the teeth, and it's taught me to stand back up and, learn new ways to fine tune things, work through things, and approach it with a perspective of, okay, just let's do this instead of questioning it. And that's, I think, half the battle right there. And I'm so thankful that, I have a support system that can push me through those times, because it's not always just me going through it. It's Liv, it's my family, it's my friends. And when you have close people like that helping you and lifting you up, it makes that job, so much more rewarding. And when you come out on the other side, I'm nowhere near all the way through the other side. I have a lot of work to do, but it just makes the little victories so much sweeter. I'm sorry if that's long-winded, but that's kind of where my mindset is at. And the journey is the reward, and instead of always reaching for something, take many victories in each little moment.
Shut up and sit down.
Is that weird, Olivia? I mean, you're a professional broadcaster. You're doing us a favor here at Inside Wisconsin, co-hosting with us, and it was pretty convenient to have Sam Decker on from Wisconsin. But, I mean, have you done this before where you're the host and he's the guest, obviously, on your own podcast, BetMGM?
Yeah, I've had him as a guest on my podcast, Unleashed by BetMGM, and he was really good. And there was a week that we were having another guest, and they canceled last minute. You know what that's like. It's really hard to get people locked in. But my producer said, do you want to have Sam back on? And I was like, man, I think we can do better. No, I'm kidding. He's an incredible guest. As you've heard, he's has so many stories. He's extremely humble and has just a lot of good perspective, because he's worldly. He's a fan. He's got a lot of good stories. I just never want to take too much advantage of my own husband in that way, but it's really fun to get the chance to do this together with you all.
I love that you hyphenated your last name, Olivia Harlan Decker. I mean, Harlan is a pretty important last name. And like I said, you're a professional, Olivia. You are doing all of this for a living as well. Your dad is a professional broadcaster, and you're following closely behind in his footsteps. And your grandpa, I mean, single-handedly, the decisions he made saved the Green Bay Packers. I can only imagine that you have some fun stories of running around and being at Lambeau Field as a little girl growing up in Door County here in Wisconsin. Tell us about that.
Well, I know my way around Lambeau Field blindfolded. Truly, the kind of underbelly of it that didn't change as much with the renovation, I remember like it was yesterday. And it's funny still, like the weight room and stuff, when I've been through it recently, I've seen college weight rooms that are much more impressive. It's there's still such a kind of small town grit and grind feel to it, which I love. And I think Packers love. And, you know, they've got the barbershop. They've got all this stuff that still makes it very updated and NFL friendly. But it's there's still something that's approachable is a nice word to it. The outside of it, I think, is what makes it so unique and looks so beautiful, especially on like one of those Sunday night games, Monday night games with the lights. It just looks gorgeous. And my grandfather would sit in his car in the parking lot and truly just watch the construction. He had a say in every stitch on the seats, on everything with the suites, on every brick, on every color of paint. This was his baby. This was, and he's in great health, so I don't mean to say this in a weird way. This was like his swan song to the league, and he wanted to leave this for Packer fans. And to get the bill even passed, and I'm going on a bit of a tangent here, to get the bill passed to renovate Lambeau was as great a task as he ever had in his career, because as you know, it had to be voted on locally, which other owners do not have to deal with. And it was really tough. You know, Green Bay is blue collar. It's a factory town. It would raise taxes. And a lot of people voted no. As you remember, it narrowly passed. Yeah. And my grandpa knew if we don't do a renovation of Lambeau Field, we are losing the team. And we can't compete with the Jerry World. And it was really hard. And he had to make so many trips to Madison and meet with state legislature to pass this. And he went door to door, Trevor, to get people to vote yes. And my grandmother recalls it was a really tough couple of years on them, because they'd be sitting at a diner having breakfast and people would come up to their table and say, "What the hell are you doing, Bob Harrell? We can't afford these taxes. You leave our team alone, blah, blah, blah." I mean, yelled at in public. And then he says the plus side of that, he just knew this was going to bring so much money back into the state, back into Green Bay, that they could have a lot of jobs hired to even do the project. He knew politically it was going to be tough, but worth it. He knew economically it'd be tough, but worth it. But he knew if Green Bay, if like the majority of this town has the Green Bay Packers, what do you do when it leaves? And it could have left. I mean, he moved all the home games to Green Bay, all this. He brought in Brett Favre. He brought in Mike Holmgren. He brought in Mike McCarthy. He brought in Wolf. So he did so much to keep the franchise moving in a positive direction. And his fingerprints are all over the franchise. They're literally all over the stadium. And you can tell, I could talk about this topic forever. I'm so proud of him. People have handwritten him. You know, I voted no, and I'm so glad enough people voted yes, because this has changed our county. This has changed our state, everything. And it's just truly incredible. Another thing about my grandpa, his whole career, he never had a secretary. He answered his own phone, and he had a typewriter. I'm not kidding. And the man retired in 2010. So up to 2010, he had a typewriter and answered his own phone. He very much embodied what the Packers are of, we don't have an owner who sits in some fancy, you know, building somewhere. Like, I'm here. I'm in the stadium day in, day out. He still has an office in the stadium. He still works closely with Mark Murphy. He still is asked opinions frequently.
Wow.
And I don't think anyone's ever going to kick him out of that place. I don't think they're ever going to turn his office over, but his presence there is still very much alive and well.
Well, please, on behalf of the entire state of Wisconsin, pass our gratitude on to your grandpa. And if we could ever have him here on Inside Wisconsin to talk about some of those stories, I promise to kick John Anderson to the curb on that episode, and you can be the co-host on that one as well. it's good. Yeah, he's been great to us.
But the tough thing, I don't even know if he could log on to do this interview. I don't know if his typewriter has Wi-Fi.
We'll make it work. If he's still here in the area, I will drive a laptop over to his house, set it up, come back and do all that. No, that's cool. Well, hey, thanks for doing this, Olivia. It was an absolute pleasure having you on. I know that John somehow convinced you to do it with us here on Inside Wisconsin, and we can't wait to have you back. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm glad I got to meet you. And yes, I would do anything John Anderson asked. He is quite the treasure to come out of our state. And we first met him at the Wisconsin Sports Awards, and he's always been really good to Sam and me. So of course I would do it for him, but now I'll do anything for you too, Trevor. You're awesome.
Oh, thanks. Well, hopefully we get to meet sometime soon. Yeah. All right. On behalf of Sam Decker, who had to go walk the dog, and Olivia Harlan Decker, until next time, my name is Trevor Thomas, as you were, Wisconsin.
Inside Wisconsin is brought to you by BayCare Clinic, Cobblestone Creek, the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and Mill Home Supper Club.
Shut up and sit down.